Did you know you could listen to Superhuman Radio on mobile? Go to the BlackBerry store and download the Radio Bee app. Go to shoutcast.com and search for the Superhuman channel and get started today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman channel.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means this is Casual Friday. I'm joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
I'm great. I'm here.
Yes, and we have some bad news for you. We didn't prepare a show because we didn't think we were going to be here this morning. In fact, I guess I have to call my credit card company and apologize for what I said to them last week. I was like, I don't have to pay this bill. The world's going to end. Can you imagine the number of people that really thought that the world was going to end because the Mayans predicted it? I mean, we humans can't predict anything. Are you serious?
I read in a local paper that they were going to have a party where people could bring all of their the food from their shelters and donate it for charity, which was a really good idea.
Well,
but think about that. All these people had food in their shelters.
And we have a friend, Howard. He's got pallets and pallets of toilet paper. I'm not kidding about this.
Yes.
Amongst handguns and weapons and bullets and everything else, that he was ready for the end of the world to come.
It's crazy.
Well, and I'll tell you something else. Adele Moussa posted something in Subversity about the effects of stress, on people who really believe this. Okay? And I watched a documentary the other day. The Mayans, they don't live where they used to live. They live like in South America in different places. The Mayans didn't believe that this was going to be the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
They said, in fact, the Mayans don't believe in the end of the world. Like, you know, how Christians believe in the rapture, the end of the world. Mm-hmm. The Mayans don't believe in the end of the world. They laugh at us that we think that this was going to be the end of the world. People spent $70,000 to have a bunker put in their backyard under the ground and then outfitted it with portable water containing devices and air cleaners and, I mean, people spent like $100,000 getting ready for this day. They have to be sick to their stomachs this morning.
I read in the paper, also the local paper, that so many religious people think that, you know, you just said that they do believe in the end of the world, and they think that with all the weather differences and the climate changes and all the storms that we're having, that it's near.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And you know what? In the 1800s, there was a guy who predicted that the world was coming to an end. And I can't think of his name because I read about him one time. And he got the whole country up in a frenzy. And then the day after that he predicted the world would end because of the scriptures, they wanted to kill him because people were so nervous. They were so worried that the world was going to end. We've had this going on forever.
I wanted to read a little something. It says, lots of natural and human phenomenons have threatened to bring humanity to its knees. But so far, we've survived nuclear proliferation, planetary alignment, meteor showers, Y2K, and, of course, Jersey Shore.
That's funny.
I thought you'd get a kick out of
Jersey
that.
Jersey Shore didn't end the world. Nothing will, right? No, I mean, it's just amazing. And I just think it's funny. I think anybody who really thought the world was going to end. And here's the funniest part. They gave like a specific time. It was going to be 12:21 at 6:11 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
right? So it was 12:21 at 6:11 a.m. in Germany 7 hours ago. So was the world going to end like in segments? Well, this part of the world is gone now. Now that part of the world is gone. I mean, it's just the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Also, one of the things that the paper said to think about was The CDC says that even if the world survives December the 21st, you may not. According to them, you'll more likely die of heart disease, cancer, emphysema, chronic bronchitis, stroke, an accident, Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, flu, pneumonia, kidney failure, or suicide.
Yeah, thanks.
Those are the top 10
causes
of death
today. And thanks to the nutritional protocols promoted by the government today.
Correct.
All those are gifts from the government.
So. Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. So I take it you didn't believe that the world was going to end, right?
I did not, no.
Did you even think about it? Did you even think like, oh my God, tomorrow is like, let me get nervous or what if I'm wrong?
Mm-mm, no.
Did I didn't you? Give it a thought. No, I got up this morning and went and did cardio and I was listening to the news and they're like, oh, it'll be 6:11 a.m. in 40 minutes. That's the end of the world. And like the newscasters were joking, like we're going to go off the air or something like that. And then at 6:11 and 1 second, they were like, hey, we're still here.
I've got that song stuck in my head. It's the end of the world as we know it.
Yeah.
I heard that somewhere. Now it's stuck in my head.
Well, for those of you listening to the show live, we have all the bumper music is related to either apocalyptic issues or the end of the world. So Elisa put together the bumper music as well.
Okay, so on to a new subject.
Okay.
The holidays are here.
Yeah, since we lived, we can celebrate Christmas now. That's great.
Finally, yeah. I can relax and enjoy the holidays after running around like a chicken.
Now, wait. I have to say something. You enjoy the Christmas holidays as much as like kids do. I mean, you get so thrilled about Christmas, don't you?
I do.
I mean, you love to decorate the house. You listen to Christmas music continuously, right?
It's probably driving you crazy.
No. I like it too. But I'm just saying, I mean, most people today, Christmas is like a drag on them. Like, oh God, this is Christmas. I can't wait for this to be over. You're like, oh God, it's 5 days from Christmas. You're so excited about it. I think that's genuinely
it's
nice.
Like a child, right?
Yeah, no, it's great. I think it's great.
Well, I was reading an article in the paper, and then I saw some post from some fitness people on Facebook and
fitness gurus.
Yeah, fitness gurus, right. Supposedly, and they're talking about drinking while you're dieting, and what you should do, like if you go to a party and you want to have alcohol, but you really don't know what to drink. So of course, the first suggestion is red wine,
and that's really what you should drink. If you're gonna drink and you want to get a buzz, just drink red wine.
Exactly. But then this particular person goes on to say that your average piña colada has over 600 calories, which is more than a Big Mac. So you should really drink like a rum with 100 calorie or a rum with a Diet Coke,
right?
Because it's only 100 calories.
Right. So it's a whole calorie mantra. It still continues.
Yes. And if you're still craving sweet drinks, you should drink Crystal Light mocktails. And Crystal Light has aspartame in it and who knows what else chemicals in it.
Right.
My point in talking about this is that they all talk about having diet soda and diet tonic water and light cranberry juice and light orange juice, which has aspartame or some kind of a artificial sweetener in it.
Right.
And because it's all about the calories.
And that frustrates the hell out of you, doesn't it?
Well, it really does, because these are supposed to be people who are leading other people to a healthy lifestyle.
Right. But see, that's let's talk about this. Because we actually talked about this on the show this week, so this is a good discussion. It is not a confluence, the idea that you can be healthy and fit at the same time. Some people want to look a certain way, regardless of the insides of their bodies are rotting away. They want to look a certain way. Other people, probably the people who listen to our show, don't want to sacrifice their health to look good, and you don't have to. You can look good, feel good, be fit, and be healthy. But the so-called gurus that you're talking about, to them, it doesn't matter if they found out that a small amount of lead made you leaner, you know, just a small amount, not the kind of lead that would give you brain damage right away, but maybe brain damage over 10 years. They'd say, well, I'm only going to use it for 3 or 4 months. I'm going to do this. So they have no interest in health. And you're right. They're the worst people to be posting things and putting things in, putting articles out there, like this woman in the newspaper telling people to drink these chemical cocktails to avoid calories.
Of course, she was a registered dietitian. So, And it's all, it was all about the calories to her. She didn't have any consideration for aspartame or Ace K or anything like that. And or the chemicals like the endocrine disruptors or and things like that. I mean,
right.
Just nothing.
Right.
So when we were talking this morning about endocrine disruptors, about how they increase your fat cells and
right.
they actually lower the number of calories that you burn.
Right. And they can do all sorts of harmful things that actually work against you in losing body fat.
Mm-hmm.
And so here's the you're saying, okay, I want to lose body fat at all costs. I don't care if I have to take a little tiny bit of lead, right? But here, what you're saying is it's wrong because those chemicals that are endocrine disruptors and pro-inflammatory agents will actually cause you to maintain or maybe even add body fat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it may not be through a direct caloric mechanism, but it will change the way the other calories that you eat are handled by the body.
Well, and then, too, think about this. For example, Diet Pepper, Dr. Pepper, is coming out with a new line of 10-calorie sodas. Okay, so they have one right now, which is Dr. Pepper 10.
Right.
And then they're going to come out with 7-Up, Sunkist, Canada Dry, A&W Root Beer, all of them just 10 calories.
Right.
And they have high fructose corn syrup in them.
Right.
We all know what that high fructose corn syrup is
doing. Right.
It makes you crave more food.
Well, but their argument is going to be, but it's just, we've cut it back. We've cut it back to 1/4 of what used to be in there. That's what they're going to say.
Okay, so here I've got the ingredients that are in a Dr. Pepper 10. Just let me read these to you.
Please.
Carbonated water, number one. High fructose corn syrup, caramel color, phosphoric acid, aspartame, sodium benzoate, caffeine, natural and artificial flavors, ACE-K, sodium phosphate.
Now
they have it acetophane potassium, but it's ACE-K.
ACE-K, right.
Yeah.
But now let's face it. When the dangerous part is natural.
That's a chemical cocktail.
Right. And the dangerous part is the natural and artificial flavors.
Well, and caramel coloring.
Carmine. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff in there that they don't even have to say because it's generally recognized as safe, GRAS, by the FDA.
Uh-huh.
But these things could, let's face it, poop is natural. They could put poop in there and say, yeah, it's naturally colored. I mean, it's ridiculous. But yeah, I get your point. You're better off having a glass of wine because it's the lesser of all the evils.
Exactly. At least it's not the chemical cocktail with the caramel coloring.
And maybe
the
some of the resveratrol and stuff will counteract the DNA damage from the alcohol. And plus it's like 11, 12, 13% alcohol. It's much lower.
Uh-huh.
I know.
So it boggles my mind that people who are supposedly, you know, a registered dietitian, for example, and tells you to drink Diet Coke. It doesn't make sense.
Because to them, calories rule everything.
And fitness people, too.
Yeah.
Gurus in the fitness world.
Listen, I know a couple bodybuilders, one guy who graced the Olympia stage. He was a huge proponent of an aspartame-flavored powdered drink that you add to your water. He told all his clients to use it.
Oh, yes.
He used it for about 4 months, and they started complaining about severe headaches. And then Jeff, my friend Jeff that used to own the gym,
mm-hmm.
said, it's that stuff. And he was like, no, it isn't. So then he finally cut that stuff out, the aspartame-loaded drink flavoring.
Mm-hmm.
His headaches went away. So I would say to you that those people who are on a quest to look a certain way,
well,
they're the most unhealthy of all.
And like the whipped cream, the light whipped cream and the Jell-O pudding and all of that has aspartame in it. And we've talked about how aspartame causes brain cancer.
Right. And God knows what else.
Exactly.
I mean, it turns into an aldehyde in the body. So it's terrible stuff.
Well, and just one more thing about Dr. Pepper. In the article that I read, they said that it's only got 10 calories. As opposed to 150 calories.
Right.
So it's like washing away the guilt.
That's what they said. It's like washing away the guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's all based on the calorie model. That's what it
right.
is. Listen, great song. I'm going to play the bumper music a little longer today because there's some really good songs here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Yeah. about Titan Organics virgin coconut oil and that Carl says it's the best in the world. Titan has raw organic honey from the Brazilian rainforest produced under sustainable and environmentally conscious conditions. It's a creamy, non-filtered, rare honey. Or check out their 100% organic raw agave nectar from the lush, pristine farms in Tequila, Mexico. A naturally low glycemic sweetener. You can trust Titan Organics to provide the best raw products found anywhere. Go to superhumanradio.com and save 15% off any purchase when you use the coupon code TITAN15. That's TITAN15.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to AgeForce. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new AgeForce 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce multivitamin patch banner ad today.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanogrowth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. We've got a great group of songs.
Okay, so let's talk about calories a little bit more. Okay. Since we were talking about calories.
Because calories are not the most important thing.
Well, so many people talk about how calories are the most important thing, and clearly they're just incorrect.
Right.
I was looking at an old study about functional hypothalamic amenorrhea.
Right.
And I think that study came out in the 1990s,
I think. Yeah, late 90s, yeah.
And it shows that calories are not the most important thing in the equation.
Well, and let me expand on that, too. We've talked about on the show the importance of reproduction.
Uh-huh.
If you don't have a libido or your reproductive functions are compromised, it's because your body perceives some sort of trauma equivalent to a threat that would make your body say, this is not a good time to have children.
Right.
So when
excuse me, when women go through amenorrhea, there is a reason for it. Now, obviously, postmenopausal women go through amenorrhea because they're done.
Define amenorrhea, just in case people.
A minimum of 1 year cessation without a period.
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it can actually be 6 months and sometimes come back, and that is a brief period of amenorrhea, but women who are clinically amenorrheic typically have stopped having a period for at least a year. And that's, you know, we talk about postmenopausal women. Well, guess what? Postmenopausal women cannot have babies anymore, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when you look at functional hypothalamic amenorrhea, what we're talking about here is the hypothalamic is in place and it's functioning properly.
Right.
But these women are no longer menstruating. Now, this is usually seen in women who are extremely athletic. They can train so hard. The stress to their body is so great that the body perceives that stress and says, we can't have babies right now.
Well, it's also women who have anorexia as well.
Another reason. Because why? We've gone through famine. If this was 1,000 years ago and there was a famine going on, you would not be having babies, even if you wanted to. You couldn't have a baby. Men's sperm count drops. Women go into an amenorrheic point where they don't ovulate anymore because the body is perfect. It says, look, this is not a good time to have babies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in this study, the thing that was really most profound about this study, the women who had functional amenorrhea, the reason they had this amenorrhea is because they were eating so little dietary fat.
And the study is published by the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism.
Right. Yeah. And the only thing that was different about the women who had amenorrhea and the women who didn't, the controls, was that the women who were amenorrheic were not consuming enough fat in their diet. And think about this for a second. Infertility is widespread in this country, right?
Right.
We watched TV this morning, and they were talking about how to take your guilty pleasures and make them healthy. What was the focus of that? What was the one thing that they lowered on everything?
The fat.
They took one thing that had 14 grams of fat, made it 2. Women are so fat phobic, it's unbelievable.
Right.
And they're the ones at the greatest threat of that fat phobia because the body perceives it as, oh man, we're in trouble.
We had a friend that you spoke to about her diet and told her that she needed to incorporate more fat into her diet.
Right.
And she later told us that she tried that and it didn't work for her because she gained weight.
But you know why she gained weight? And we didn't talk about this before, but because she added fat. She didn't reduce her carbohydrates. She just added more fat to the diet.
Well, and then she later went on one of those diets like Weight Watchers. And
she lost a bunch of weight.
She lost a ton of weight.
And I said to you, she's going to hit the wall.
Well,
she's going to hit a point where she's not going to be able. Yeah, because she's not going to be able to lose any more weight.
You could look at her body and tell that she was losing muscle.
Right.
And she's gained it all back.
And then some.
Uh huh. And she's not really very healthy right now.
No, and she's afraid of fat. Most women are afraid of fat. The truth is,
mm-hmm.
And that's what leads to these kinds of conditions. So this notion that calories are king and eradicating fat from your diet is the way to go is a very, very dangerous thing.
Well, let me ask you something. In the fitness world, when a competitor is getting ready to get on stage, how do they approach their diet then? If because first thing they eliminate is fat.
Yeah, but most of them stop having a period. I would venture to say, at least conservatively, 60% of the women in the figure, not bikini, figure fitness female bodybuilding, because bikini isn't that extreme, okay?
Right.
But I would venture to say that 60% of the women in the figure fitness female bodybuilding categories, by the time they step on stage, they haven't had a period for a couple months. They stopped having a period a couple months now. And I stand to be corrected. Maybe 40% of them are so genetically different that they can survive with the low fat intake. But once a woman's body fat gets down, the interesting thing about this group here that you're talking about in this study, their body fat was 20%. They were still amenorrheic.
Really?
That's not athletic amenorrhea where these women are so lean that the body goes, man, we're in trouble. Shut down.
Mm-hmm.
It was sheerly a result of the low intake of dietary fat. That should tell you something. If your body's shutting down reproductive systems in the face of low fat intake, that means your body needs fat. Don't worry about what your doctor says or what an American Dietetic Association says or what some idiot like Dr. Oz says. Your body's talking to you. Pay attention to your body, not those idiots. It's terrible. It's terrible. And women are the most susceptible to this because guys will eat fat. We don't care. Bacon, bring it on, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. So now what do you want to talk about, Elisa?
Well, we were talking about sugar and cholesterol and just to stay on the whole sugar thing.
Right.
Dr. Oz, we saw Johnny Bowden and Dr. Sinatra, and they were talking about their book, The Cholesterol Myth. And what did you think about that?
Well, I think that the interview itself was a good interview where these guys got their message out. In fact, somebody posted on our – Richard Patterson posted on our Superhuman Radio website. Unrelated but for Casual Friday, watch Dr. Oz talk about the cholesterol myth and with two other doctors. He took a big risk by engaging the topic in the way that he did. My wife noticed a lack of pharmaceutical advertisers during this segment. Very, very astute of your wife. Maybe Dr. Oz has heard the complaints from parties like Superhuman Radio and is striving towards a more accurate information. And I say no.
Well, that's the show. That's the show that he talked about the cholesterol myth. And
then at the end of the show.
And then at the end of the show, he had talked about, you know, the portions, and they had the
carbohydrates was the largest portion.
Right.
Fats
they
were
had
small.
Pasta, fast, fats were smaller, and then the protein. So that was a contradiction right within the same show.
And then this, and then that week he had a forensic doctor on, and they were talking about sudden death in women, and you know, the discussion came up about heart disease, and he invoked the, you know, she could have had high cholesterol. It's like, no, Dr. Oz, high cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease. We just talked about this earlier in the week. So here's what I say to Richard Patterson. Dr. Oz is trying to be all things to all people. He never stays on message. He doesn't have a message. Okay? He's like the phone book. It's like whatever he talks about that day or even for that segment, he talks about it. But he doesn't give anybody any clear lines in how they should stay healthy. And he will bash cholesterol. As God is my witness, he will bash cholesterol at least once a week for the next few months in some other non-related segment. So no, he hasn't gotten the message. His message is he has no message.
He kind of goes with the flow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, but getting back to your point, sugar is the cause. The starches that people are eating, that's the cause for heart disease. It's not the cholesterol. It's not the fat. And once again, we're coming back to this topic, pointing to this study. But interestingly enough, the women who had the ultra low fat intake still had the same caloric intake as the controls, but they made it up with carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. So here are women that are eating a high carb, ultra low fat diet. They only have about 20% body fat. So that's not a risky level of body fat, and they are amenorrheic. So the point is, carbs are not the answer.
Well, and interestingly enough, too, in this article that I read from Dr. Sinatra, he says, you know, to eliminate all wheat from your diet. And so many people that think that, well, if you're going to have a bread, it should be
whole wheat
bread.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And why do they think that? Because the FDA allows the manufacturers of bread to say heart healthy whole wheat. So people go, oh, it's heart healthy. No, in fact, it is the most dangerous thing for your heart.
Well, and then Diamond Walnuts can't even put on their package that they're heart healthy.
Well, that's because they don't have a lobbying group and enough money to pay the FDA what they need to pay. It comes down to money. The FDA will allow you to kill people in the United States as long as you pay the price. Just look at Vioxx. No one went to jail for Vioxx. No one at the FDA, no one in the pharmaceutical companies, no one went to jail. But I'm sure that the makers of Vioxx had to pay a fine. So that's my proof and point. You can kill people in the United States. You just have to pay for it. That's the only difference.
Okay, so we talked about this a while ago on the show. The USDA had imposed a weekly and daily maximum of meats and grains in school lunches.
Right.
Well, evidently there was a lot of backlash about that.
Rightfully so.
In this article, it says the agriculture department is responding to criticism about new school lunch rules by allowing more grains and meat in kids' meals. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told members of Congress in a letter Friday that the department will do away with daily and weekly maximums of meats and grains. Several lawmakers wrote the department after the new rules went into effect. They went into effect in September,
right,
saying that kids weren't getting enough to eat.
Yeah, so, and they aren't, and they're not getting the right food to eat. Kids need fats and cholesterol more than us adults because their bodies are growing. We need fats and especially in cholesterol to replace cellular turnover. Kids need cholesterol and fats because they don't only experience cellular turnover, but they're building. They're growing.
I had lunch, holiday lunch the other day with my friend.
Right.
And her daughter, who I love dearly, she had lunch with us. And she had four Pepsis.
Whole sugar Pepsis.
No, yeah, whole sugar, right. Not diet.
Okay.
About four pieces of bread or more. I stopped counting. And of course, I was counting to myself.
Right.
And pasta.
Yeah, and no protein.
There was no protein.
And no healthy fats.
No healthy fats.
All sugary carbs,
yes,
and starchy carbs.
That was her lunch.
And, you know, it's just because little children's bodies are so resilient that they don't develop frank diabetes at that age. But by the time she gets 12, 13, 14, 15, and hormonally she starts to change, if she keeps eating that way, she's going to be a chunky little girl. There's nothing. I guarantee it. I guarantee it. And she's very slender now.
Yes, she is.
But if she eats that way all the time, at home as well.
Well, and it's also creating habits right now because she doesn't like a lot of vegetables. I've been around her enough to know that she does like broccoli, but still it's creating habits with children. And she doesn't like so many things and all she'll eat is pasta and breads.
Well, the thing we learned this past week that we have to take away when it comes to children is that the pancreas has the ability in a child to grow. It's called pancreatic plasticity. And when young children eat high sugar diets that require a lot of insulin to be produced, the insulin, the need for insulin sparks a growth of the pancreas. The pancreas gets bigger. And then, even if they, at later age, they decide, well, I'm going to back off. Their baseline insulin production is higher. And that baseline insulin production shift towards a hyper state makes it challenging for the rest of their lives for them to stay lean.
Well, and two, I mean, like I picked her up from school one day and her after school snack, she had it with her. It was pretzels and Cheetos.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess you have to write a note to the school and tell the school that you don't want to feed your children these things.
No, I think parents have to be. No, the problem, and I can speak for this firsthand. The problem is if you don't want to have to fight with your kids all day long, and you really would be fighting with them all day long to get them to eat the right stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the fight would probably only last 2 or 3 weeks, and then they'd finally cave in and they wouldn't. But the reality is that most parents are like, I got bigger things to worry about than whether she's eating Cheetos in the afternoon and drinking soda pop. So, because otherwise they would say to their child, no, you can't have that. You're going to have to choose one of these other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but parents don't want to get into that fight all the time.
Or say that Carl will beat you up if you eat that.
That's what Stephen Lay told his children, that if you eat that, Carl will come here and beat you up. And apparently it's worked. Bryson is a fit, energetic little boy. There you go. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Enjoy the music. We've got some really good songs. I'm going to let the bumpers play a little longer today for that reason, so stay tuned.
thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
BioAdvantex Pharmaceuticals produces the highest quality pharmaceutical grade in acetylcysteine in an advanced effervescent delivery system. NAC has been clinically shown to improve performance, reduce fatigue, and increase power output. NAC is ideal for the high-intensity interval training athlete as it is shown to reduce respiratory fatigue. BioAdvantex PharmaNac has the highest bioavailability of any supplement in its class. Buy one, get one free of PharmaNac when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PharmaNac banner. Ad. PharmaNac, there's nothing else like it. True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today. Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
That's great. It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, and airplanes. Lenny Bruce is
the one that's been in my head.
I have a hurricane. Listen to yourself. Turn world serves its own needs. Dummy serve your own needs. Beat it up and not speak. Grunt. No strength. Doesn't matter. Start to clatter with fear. Fight down. High wire in a fire. Representing seven games.
You're waving your hands. I know. They don't say it until the end of the song. I know.
Okay.
It's the end of the song as we know it.
Okay, that's enough. Wow. Who sings that?
Oh, God. You would ask me that. I don't know.
Okay, so we have a big...
Don't the cast members from Friends sing it?
No.
Oh, okay.
We have a big weekend coming up, so... That little blue pill might be in use this weekend.
Yes, I bet a lot of people are going to be dropping their Viagra. And well, whatever you do, don't wash it down with water.
Grapefruit juice. If you do, you may start to have hot flushes and your blood pressure might go up.
Oh, no, drop. Your blood pressure will drop.
Really I'm sorry, bad. Yes. Your yeah. blood pressure might
become,
go down.
You become hypotensive. And yeah. you know what's really... And that's if you're not lucky. If you're lucky, you'll just end up with priapism and a four-hour erection.
It says here, your blood pressure can drop.
Right.
It can cause a man to feel hot and warmed and flushed. And so taking away the enjoyment that sexual intimacy is supposed to create.
Yeah, but that's not true. Because I tell you right now, guys are dogs. And if a guy was going to get lucky with his loved one, and all of a sudden he felt really hot and sweaty and lightheaded, he wouldn't say a word until after they were done.
The grapefruit.
That's the truth.
The grapefruit juice. You notice I'm just moving on.
Yes, I know.
The grapefruit juice in the small intestine where pills are absorbed prevents the breakdown of the medication. So when it is absorbed, it's absorbed in larger quantities and can reach toxic levels.
Now, there's a couple ways to look at this. You can save money by cutting your Viagra dose in half and taking it with grapefruit juice as well. That's an idea.
That's interesting.
You know, I mean, and if you don't take too much grapefruit juice, maybe it'll just make it last longer or something. I don't know how that works. I think Viagra is very fast acting. I'm not sure about that. So
yeah, I don't know. So
there you go. Avoid the grapefruit juice and vodka when you take your little blue pill, or you may be on the floor sweating, and your date will be looking down at you, going,
"What's up?
You're kidding, right? You're kidding, right?" You'll be laying there. Looking like you're prepared to do something, but not being able to.
Okay, so moving on. You want to talk about surgeons?
Yeah, surgeons are wonderful people. They really are. I mean, anybody who cracks open a body and puts something in there and takes it out.
But they don't need to know anything about nutrition, right?
Oh, yeah. That's another discussion.
That's a whole nother story. Yeah. But anyway, there are certain mistakes that should never happen to you during surgery. The surgeon should never accidentally leave a sponge in your body after he sews you up, perform surgery on the wrong body part, or perform the entirely wrong surgery on you.
Right.
These are known as never events because they should never happen.
Right. Right. But they happen often, don't they?
Mm-hmm. They do. I think they found that there were close to 10,000 reported instances, and that's over a 20-year period, but they also state in the article that there are so many that are not reported.
Well, okay, so, and I've heard this before, sponges are the number one thing that get left in people. Mm-hmm. And that's why when a surgeon is done, if they've used sponges, one of the nurses is required to count the sponges. So in other words, if we use 10 sponges, how many bloody, dirty sponges are there in that little pail? And she says 10, and they go, okay, safe, we can close them up. But sometimes they get it wrong, and they go, oh, we have all the sponges out, and they sew you up. And it's not till a follow-up x-ray or maybe an x-ray that has nothing to do with your surgery. Years later, you go and you get x-ray, and they go, well, you're fine, but we found a sponge in you. Did you ever have a surgery? Yeah, I did. Well, there's a sponge in you. And a lot of times, these sponges can begin to fester and develop infection, and that might be the reason why you find that you have a sponge in you. It's very common.
It says here that there has been a lot of effort over the past several years to make significant changes. There's been a creation of a list of surgical safety checklist, improvements in communication between the team, development of better technology, and key steps in ensuring that patients are safer.
Now, I have a solution to the whole problem with the sponge.
Okay.
Bill Gates should fund, instead of a dissolving condom, a dissolving sponge. So that if they leave the sponge in you, a couple months later, it's gone anyway.
But when it dissolves, it will have vaccines in it.
Yeah, vaccines. It'll vaccinate you and purify your blood at the same time. There you go.
Well, I just find it interesting because the FDA doesn't even do anything about this.
Well, what can they do? I mean, that's something you can't. It's every surgeon in the world, you know, can potentially make this mistake once in his career, twice in his career.
I guess they're human.
Yeah. How can the FDA, I mean, really, that has to be governed at the hospital level, in my opinion. If a surgeon recklessly leaves something, hey, Mrs. Johnson, just want to let you know, those breast implants went really good, but you got something you didn't bargain for. There's a small scalpel still in your thoracic cavity. You know, that's something that the hospital has to govern.
Well, that's why we need to keep ourselves healthy so that we don't have to go to the hospital.
And you know what? That is it right there, what you just said. It's like, you know what? Everybody's worrying about saving money and doing this and doing that. Don't get sick in the first place. Don't ever have to go to the hospital. That is possible. Because back in the 1700s, I know people died from infectious diseases, but they didn't go to doctors for every flipping thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this notion that you got to run to the doctor for everything nowadays is it actually occurred, I want to say, in the late 40s, early 50s, when health insurance was being used as an employment perk. Before that,
nobody cared about insurance. Some people had it, some people didn't. But then when you got a job with it, you thought, well, I'll be damned, I'm going to use this thing. And that is when everything, the whole paradigm about health changed, when health insurance became a perk.
Well, that's like our whole parents' generation who won't do anything unless their doctor says that. And my sister's that way. She won't do anything unless her doctor says it's okay.
Yeah,
she won't take fish oil unless her doctor tells her it's okay.
Yeah, and I'm not going to be impolite, but look at your sister.
Yeah,
she's not healthy, so her doctor's not doing it for her. That's for sure.
Okay, moving on. Let's talk about olive oil.
Yes,
I love olive oil.
Yes, so do I. And so did Popeye.
Yes, he did. olive oil contains a potent antioxidant compound, which previous researchers have identified the capacity to inhibit cell proliferation of breast and urinary cancers.
That is great.
Isn't that good?
But I wonder if you have to take the olive oil raw in order to get it intact, or does it become oxidized and destroyed when you cook with it?
Well, we know that it does, right? So I think you have to just take it raw.
The raw olive oil shooters.
But as we were talking about earlier, there's so much confusion now about olive oil and about, I mean, like it's imported or if it's not and if it's real olive oil
but
or
it's
if
even,
it's
fake. But it's even worse than that. I watched a documentary, like one of these short documentary news reports.
Mm-hmm.
The olive oil business is like big, big money now. And most olive oil is counterfeit. It's cut with other oils. And I've been suspicious of this for a long time because olive oil doesn't smell like olive oil that I remember when I was a kid.
Well, I brought some olive oil back from Italy with me,
mm-hmm.
and it definitely
smelled different.
Well, we did an olive oil tasting,
right.
And I bought it right there from where they manufactured
right.
it. And it was definitely looked differently in color and consistency, and it tasted so different.
And it, you know, when you smell green olives, like if you smell green olives, you know that smell that they have, but it's like it's a smooth but pungent smell.
Mm-hmm.
Real olive oil has that smell. I don't smell that in olive oil anymore.
Well, and real, I mean, the olive oil I'm used to is more. It's really a green color.
Yes, dark green.
Yes.
Yeah. And everybody goes for that blonde color because they think it's better.
No, the green.
But I heard in this particular report, it was like, this is a multi $100 million industry, and it's controlled by three people, and most olive oils are counterfeited today. And people die over olive oil, like drugs and alcohol. So it's a big business.
Yeah, so study up on your olive oil and make sure you're getting the right stuff so that you can get the correct benefit from it.
And in 2013, Elisa will teach you how to make your own olive oil. Grow your own olives and make your own olive oil.
I haven't grown olives yet, but I do have three lemons on my, or four, but we ate one on my lemon tree.
And you better pick it pretty soon. They're so beautiful and golden color.
I'm kind of trying to wait until the holidays so that I'll pick them then so we can use them on our seafood.
Yeah, they're pretty. Very, mm-hmm. very pretty. All right, we have to take a commercial break. And when we come back, we'll have more Casual Friday news. Enjoy the music.
Of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to Age Force. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new Age Force 8-hour delivery multivitamin patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force multivitamin patch banner.
banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
For the first time ever, Need to Build Muscle has introduced a fat burner that is so sophisticated, you'll realize why it took them so long to bring one to market. IntuBurn is here. Through multiple pathways and agents, IntuBurn increases thermogenesis, turns on brown adipose tissue to consume even more energy, modulates blood sugar, while insulin-mimicking agents keep insulin from spiking, stimulates beta-adrenergic activity. Heck, even the coating on the tablet contains cinnamaldehyde, a potent appetite suppressant and insulin regulator. While other fat burners focus on one or two of these pathways, IntuBurn does it all. Go to NeedToBuildMuscle.com today and start shedding fat now. You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com. It's estimated that the majority of multivitamins simply get flushed down the toilet due to poor digestibility. Well, that's all changed thanks to Age Force. Now you can get 16 of the most important essential vitamins combined with 6 of the most effective antioxidants directly into your bloodstream with the new Age Force 8-Hour Delivery Multivitamin Patch. And for a limited time, get a buy one, get one free on this groundbreaking new patch. This patch is sure to change the way people take their vitamins. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Multivitamin Patch banner ad today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why this is a Doomsday song. This was listed as one of the Doomsday songs.
Really?
99 Red Balloons. Maybe Adele can translate it for us and tell us why it has something to do with the end of the world.
I do have to say, though, I like the usual bumper music better. I do like this, though.
I remember this came out in the 80s when MTV was still playing actual videos.
Carl is dancing in his chair over there.
I used to dance to this song when I used to dance. Before I got old.
Oh, you're not old.
I know, I'm just joking around.
Okay, so I want to talk about poop. We all know that you
Wait a minute, that's usually poop. My subject. How are you stealing that from me now?
Well, we all know that you love poop.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's an article about poop contaminated mechanically tenderized beef.
Right. And now,
and so this is grosser than pink slime.
Well, but wait, I got to tell a funny story. So when Elisa came up with this, she goes like, oh, I'm not getting fooled again on this, because last year you did a story about hamburgers being made out of poop in China or something like
and
that.
And it was just,
and it was on Snopes. It was like, it was, you know.
It wasn't, yeah.
She's
it
like,
wasn't
oh
real.
No, I'm not getting fooled again. This, she did like all this research to make sure that it was a legitimate story.
Yeah, it was not listed on Snopes as false. So anyway, it says, why is a rare steak and its barely warm center safe to, you know, is it safe to eat? Bacteria like E. coli live only on the meat surface, so they're easily dispatched with a sizzle in the frying pan. That is, unless you Your steak has been poked with dozens of tiny little blades or needles that push bacteria deep into the meat.
And the reason
that's the tenderization process.
And let me tell you the kind of steaks that are tenderized, just for the record. If you go to these Longhorn and those kind of places,
Logan's, they
buy cheap cuts
Outback.
Of meat. They tenderize them. And especially if you go for the cheaper cuts of meat, if you go for like that, oh, the flat iron steak, those are tenderized typically to make them edible, because if they weren't tenderized, you wouldn't be able to eat them. So those are the ones that you have to watch out for. And so when they tenderize them, they actually push the bacteria that's on the surface into the meat.
Right. So if you order a rare steak, then that has not been heated enough to kill that bacteria. 90% of beef producers do that form of tenderization.
Right. And now talk about the it's well known amongst the meatpacking industry that when you eviscerate an animal, their intestines get torn, and there is some fecal matter in all of that food that they're processing. The goal is to get it away from everything, but some of it stays in there. Didn't you read that they were like, there was a 14-inch piece of poop on the meat somewhere?
When federal investigators did inspect meat plants, they found plenty of the source for E. coli on beef, poop. Inspection reports obtained by the Star through FOIA request concluded hundreds of references to feces. Choice quotes included massive fecal contamination and a piece of trimmed fat approximately 14 inches long with feces the length of it.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting.
I mean, I bet you people who work in those places won't eat beef because they see what goes on with it. And this is yet another reason why you should buy your beef from your local family farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Because the problem is you can process an animal without getting poop all over it. I've done it when I used to deer hunt. I used to process my own deers. I didn't get deer poop on anything. But the problem was when you're trying to process hundreds of animals an hour in a conveyor belt type of a system, all hell breaks loose or all poop breaks loose. So it's virtually impossible for these high throughput beef processors to do the job cleanly the way your local family farm can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why you should buy your beef from a local family farm, if no other reason, because the probability of it being contaminated by animal poop coming right from their intestines is rare. Oh, anyway.
Okay, so here's another disgusting story.
Okay, I like these.
Thanks to Albert Woody. He put this on my Facebook page today. Will your next burger be ground up mealworms? And the picture of these mealworms, I have to tell you, it's disgusting.
Yeah, I know.
The Wrigley beetle larvae, known as mealworms, could one day dominate supermarket shelves as a more sustainable alternative to chicken, beef, pork, and milk. This is researchers in the Netherlands say that.
Well, when I was in high school, I worked at a pet shop.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to feed certain rodents and certain other, and even some small snakes. We used to feed the mealworms. So we would get a shipment of mealworms every single week. They come shipped in, typically they come shipped in like oat bran, stuff like that, like oat bran, because that's why they call them mealworms. They are yellow. They have a disgusting smell. They stink. The smell is just atrocious. When I have to open that box up and scoop them out and feed them to the other animals in the pet shop, it used to make me gag. I can't even imagine. Like them, sure, they can process them and clean them, but who would want to eat mealworms?
Well, they're talking about sustainable farming and how livestock is using up so much of the land. And it says, since the population of our planet keeps growing and the amount of land on this earth is limited, a more efficient and more sustainable system of food production is needed. The researchers found that growing mealworms released less greenhouse gases than producing cow milk, chicken, beef, and pork. They also discovered that growing mealworms takes up only about 10% of the land used for production of beef, 30% of the land used for pork, and 40% of the land needed for chickens to generate similar amounts of protein. You did say that they're high in protein.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I mean, it's like I'm listening to you and I'm thinking, wait a minute. Didn't we just hear a story someplace 3 weeks ago, that the average person
here and in Europe throws away 30% of their food uneaten?
Yes.
Okay. So on one hand, we have people who have so much food that they can't even eat it all, so they throw it away, right? Mm-hmm. And then when you look at restaurants and casinos, I mean, the waste is amazing, right? Then you have people like Bill Gates and them saying, well, we have to find ways to feed the world. I'll tell you how to feed the world. Don't throw this stuff away. Send it to them.
Well, and then you do have people that go around dumpster diving, and they get, from restaurants, they get food for weeks at a time that will last them for weeks of that's never been touched.
Right. And it's still in the plastic wrappers and everything.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, there was a story on 60 Minutes about all the food that's being wasted in this country.
Right.
I don't remember the amount of numbers. We talked about it on a previous Casual Friday.
To me, it sounds so suspicious. It's like the food industry wants ways to sell. I said this on the show a long time ago. If they could find a way to get us to eat poop, they would do it because it'd be very inexpensive to produce. There'd be a lot of profit in it, and we would be happy to eat it.
We would?
Well, if we didn't, this is my point. If they could find a way to get us to eat poop, okay, it would be a boon for the food industry, right? Okay, so what's a couple rungs up from poop? Bugs. They're going to try to get us to eat bugs instead. This is ridiculous. There's no problem feeding the world. There's no problem feeding the world.
Okay, so here it says the biggest objection this idea faces is probably the squeamishness the public has toward eating insects. Well, the guy says we need to promote a campaign. So they're going to try and, I guess, brainwash everybody like they have about everything else. Promote a campaign along the lines of, if it's okay to eat sushi, it's okay to eat insects.
No, it's not. It's very different. Sushi is a slice of a fish. A bug is a bug, and any idiot that comes up with that marketing campaign should be fired from the advertising agency they come
to. If you eat lobster, eating insects is pretty much the same thing.
Well, okay, now let's talk about that for a second. I have said to you every time we've eaten lobster, we're basically eating underwater cockroaches.
I don't know that I'll ever eat lobster or shrimp again.
No, I'll eat them. Look, there's a big difference between a cockroach and a lobster, a big difference, okay? But they're in that same family. They're in the same family. So what are you going to do? I mean, I love lobster. I'll continue to eat lobster. I'm never going to eat a cockroach, and I'm never going to eat a mealworm, knowingly.
The freeze-dried forms of mealworms produced in the Netherlands are easy to grind into a powder on your kitchen countertop. You can just add it to your protein powder.
Yeah. I can see it now. I want whey, casein, and mealworm protein powder, please.
As to what mealworms taste like, it depends on what you feed them, but most of the time they have a bit of a nutty flavor.
Yeah. Who the hell tasted them and said then? Well, thank God they didn't say it tastes like chicken. That would have been, well, it tastes kind of like chicken. Oh, that's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
We have to take our last commercial break.
Okay.
Okay. Here's the last one. We have two good songs that still have to play. This one, remember this one? Ghost Town by The Specials?
No.
I used to love this song. Listen to it for a couple minutes. We'll be right back. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramale RX. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Companies.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
California succumbed to the fault line. In other words, California falls off into the ocean. And scores of people die.
Who sings that?
I don't know. It's called the Calamity Song. It was on the list that
sounds
you sent.
Sounds kind of bluegrass or something. Okay, we have to talk about vaccines a little bit. We usually do. There was an article that says, keep thimerosal in vaccines. The pediatricians are asking that.
You know what?
I
want to know what pediatrician wants to keep thimerosal in vaccines. I don't think pediatricians even care.
This was on Reuters Health.
Reuters. That's okay.
A mercury-containing preservative should not be banned as an ingredient in vaccines, U.S. pediatricians said on Monday, in a move that might be controversial.
But see, here's the problem I have. This organization doesn't speak on behalf of pediatricians. This organization is putting their position out there. I think that if you asked pediatricians yourself, do you care if thimerosal is in vaccines? And did you know that thimerosal contains mercury? They would say, well, if it contains mercury, I don't think it should be in there.
That's not true, because here it says back in 1999, a concern that kids were receiving multiple shots containing thimerosal might get too much mercury and develop autism or other problems, which led the AAP to call for its removal despite the lack of hard evidence. So there's been controversy about the thimerosal.
Right, but my point is the AAP does not speak in behalf of all pediatricians. That's my problem with this organization. They don't speak in behalf of... Pediatricians probably don't want thimerosal in vaccines.
I guarantee you, if you pull pediatricians, they won't care.
That's what I'm saying. I think if you told... Like, you have a friend who's a pediatrician.
Yes.
Okay? If you said to her,
Do you know that thimerosal has mercury in it? And once you establish that, then you said to her, do you think it should be in vaccines? She'd say, no, not if it has mercury in it. I'll bet money on it.
I have to disagree.
So you think most pediatricians would say, yeah, it's okay to put a little mercury in a kid?
Yes.
I disagree.
Well, they're saying right here that it was absolutely a matter of precaution because of the absence of more information. And now they have more information and they find that it's not harming the children.
But you're saying that based on you think the AAP is speaking in behalf of all pediatricians. And I don't think that. I don't think the AAP is speaking about. I don't think they polled every pediatrician in the United States.
Why would they be pushing all these vaccinations on these children?
No, no, no. We know why they're pushing vaccines. What I'm saying is I doubt seriously that the AAP went to every pediatrician in the United States and asked them this question.
But they represent. They represent
that's
the pediatricians.
And that's the problem. They represent the pediatricians.
Well,
that's
so,
the problem.
But the pediatricians have a voice. If they didn't agree with this, they could contact them. They have a voice.
Yeah, but one pediatrician is going to call and they're going to say, well, we've got a lot of people who said it's okay.
I disagree.
So you really think that pediatricians want mercury in them?
Well, the ones, yeah.
That voted.
Yes.
Thank you. The ones that voted. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. And this is my problem with these kind of organizations, frankly. I don't think they speak on behalf of all pediatricians. Let's put it this way. If a pediatrician understands that thimerosal contains mercury, and if a pediatrician has no problem injecting a child with mercury, then they should not be a pediatrician. They should be a mechanic. They should be a veterinarian. They should be a sewer worker. They should not be a pediatrician. Anybody who has no problem putting mercury in a child shouldn't be a pediatrician.
In 2004 safety review, for example, the independent U.S. Institute of Medicine concluded there was no evidence thimerosal-containing vaccines could cause autism. A study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention came to the same conclusion in 2010.
Well, obviously, they didn't read the secret GlaxoSmithKline report you read.
Exactly.
Now let's take this next discussion in the context of what you just heard. They don't believe that vaccines and thimerosal-containing vaccines pose any kind of risk to children, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, talk about this secret discovery.
This comes from vaccinetruth.com. I got that word right.
Yeah, there you go. You're funny.
A confidential GlaxoSmithKline document recently leaked to the press exposed that within a two-year period, a total of 36 infants died after receiving the 6-in-1 vaccine.
Mm-hmm. Which is very popular now, and we talked about that. I forget if it was when we had Sherry Tenpenny on or somebody else, that these 6-in-1 vaccines, they just overload a baby. They just overload the baby.
In addition to these 36 deaths, at least 37 other deaths, sudden death mainly, bringing the total to at least 73 deaths since the launch of the vaccine in 2000.
Right.
This concerns only the death by sudden death. No further recovery of underreporting.
So in other words, if your child did not die
suddenly,
within days.
Mm-hmm. 1 to 3 days.
1 to 3. So if your child died a week later, they didn't include him in this. If your child died 2 weeks later, they didn't include him in this.
No, that translates to 1.5 deaths per month.
Right. But wasn't there also some reported problem? Other than deaths, weren't there reported issues?
Oh, yeah. There were 10% of adverse reactions to vaccines are actually reported. So that's only 1 to 10% reported.
Right. But there were more consequences of this vaccine besides death, right? Wasn't there like thousands of reported side effects or reactions to this vaccine that did not result in death?
Yes.
Do you have that number there? I don't know if you do. I'm just curious.
I'm looking for it.
Because I seem to recall you saying something like 70,000 reported reactions to it, aside from the 72 reported deaths. Can't find them.
No.
But anyway,
so the chart shows that many of the babies who died passed away within the first few days. A total of 3 infants were reported to have died within hours of receiving the vaccine. Within hours.
Right. Now, this is, once again, this brings us back to the discussion we've had on the show before about the greater good. So the way they look at this is, well, 72 kids
for
dying.
For the greater good.
Yeah, a lot of kids are doing it. But if you're one of those 72 parents, you don't believe in the greater good.
What surprises me is none of the parents asked for the insert to read what they were injecting into their child.
Well, we discussed that on the show. Nobody asks for the insert. They just go and get their shot.
It says the tragedy is hardly surprising given the vaccine's ingredient list, which parents are rarely given the chance to read prior to vaccination, including non-infectious substances from tetanus,
yeah,
diphtheria,
yeah.
Purified proteins of pertussis bacteria, hepatitis V. I mean, they're putting these into children that are 1 month old.
Yeah. And don't forget, there's probably
inactivated polio virus.
Okay. But also there are adjuvants in there that are designed to weaken the immune system. So these vaccines can take place. And there's preservatives in there that we're not talking about. It could potentially be thimerosal in there. So you don't know what killed these kids. It could have been the reaction to the preservatives.
Aluminum phosphate, aluminum hydroxide.
Those are adjuvants.
Polysorbate 80, polysorbate 20, sodium chloride, medium 199, poliovirus 1, poliovirus 2, poliovirus 3. They're injecting this into a child that's 1 month old.
The aluminum is an adjuvant. It's designed to disrupt the immune system so the vaccine can take effect. But remember when we had Dr. Scourin on and we talked about the effect on the brain of even modest amounts of aluminum in a baby. So, I mean, it's you know what? This is sickening that they're just injecting this in children. They're saying, well, we have to because we're eradicating polio and all these other diseases.
Well,
I don't buy it.
I think I shared something about on Facebook. I shared something about, I think it was the pediatrician story about vaccinations. Mm-hmm. And somebody posted on my Facebook wall that they did not get the flu vaccine, but they think that the polio, the tetanus, and the
diphtheria
shots were really
saved.
A good thing, and that they've saved a lot of people, a lot of children.
And I don't know. I can't argue against that because even Dr. Merrill Nass came on the show and said that there are a couple of vaccines out there worth if you're going to be exposing yourself to things like traveling abroad. And even Dr. Sherry Tenpenny said that the was it the diphtheria or the polio vaccine that she liked?
No, it was not the polio because she said that polio was
went
away on its own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, again, it's like insurance. You pay for fire and theft insurance on your home and you never have a fire and you never have a burglary. So you don't really know how the insurance was really going to perform if the event occurred. So vaccines are one of those things that if nothing happens, you think it was because of the vaccine, but maybe nothing was going to happen anyway. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's scary. It really, really is. Can we move on to another subject?
Well, there's one more story from Natural News about preservative-free vaccines that still contain several deadly toxins.
Really?
Yes. So, you know, remember when we were looking at the leaflet, you asked for the leaflet with the thimerosal? Well, they said, well, they had one that didn't have the thimerosal in it.
It was called Fluad, I think. Fluad or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I think she said Fluad. Yeah.
So just know that it's still going to have a ton of toxins in it as well.
Yeah, stay away from vaccines if you can. You really have to. Deciding to get a vaccine for you or your child should be a ponderous effort for you. You should do all the research and feel very confident before you do it, in my opinion.
Thimerosal contains nearly 50% mercury by weight.
50%, yeah. And let me tell you something. Back in the 70s, late 70s, when I got my first pair of contact lenses, they had thimerosal in the liquid that we used to rinse our contact lenses. So I was putting that stuff right in my eye. It was only in there for about a year or two. And then they got it out of there, thank God.
So they're saying in this article that a little bit trace amounts is okay, according to the FDA.
Well, haven't I said that before? The FDA says, a little bit isn't going to hurt you. Yeah, that's what the FDA says. But then when you're exposed to it in six different vaccines and you get vaccines every year for the first 7 years of your life, no, the FDA doesn't know anything. They don't know that that's true.
They say here they consider trace amounts non-existent.
Yeah, that's right.
But it all adds up.
Yeah. I get, that's like a trace amount of a bullet hitting you in the forehead. Just a trace amount of it. You know, just a small fleck of it's hitting you in the head. That's all. It's ridiculous. The FDA, no one should take anything the FDA says with any gravity, really, because they lie, they kill people, and they
do whatever they have to do to promote the industries that they're supposed to be providing supervision to.
And they're saying in this article that the tetanus, the polio, and the diphtheria, I'm having a problem talking today.
We're going to have to get you a vaccine, I think.
I think I need some food. My blood sugar is
low. I think that's it. You are hungry, aren't you? I know.
They're saying that they contain formaldehyde.
Mm. Oh, but just a little formaldehyde won't hurt you. Look how good it is for dead people. Makes them look so good. Hey, maybe the formaldehyde's keeping us young looking. Who knows?
Yes.
Okay. Can we talk about one other thing that's really important?
Yes.
So, you know, I've gone out on a limb and gotten a lot of people pissed off at me when I've said, you know, I'm not getting a colonoscopy. And I think that before you get a colonoscopy, you should go for the blood test to determine if you should even have a colonoscopy in the first place. Because doctors regularly just say, hey, you're 50 years old. Go get a tube stuck up your butt so they can look. And that invasive procedure quite often may see polyps that are going to be reabsorbed by the body anyway, go away on their own, and they start splicing and cutting and doing things. And, you know, it's just not a good idea. Never mind the number of people that end up with perforations that lead to life-threatening and even death from a result of these, you know, hey, everybody needs a colonoscopy,
every
right?
Every time we talk about that, we get emails from people who say that they know someone or someone close to them
that died after getting a colonoscopy.
Severe bleeding.
Yeah, yeah. And so we talked about the blood tests, and you even asked your doctor about the blood tests, and he says, well, we don't offer that. The only thing we can do is order a colonoscopy.
He told me I had to get a colonoscopy, and I told him, no, I didn't.
Yeah, there you go. And so now they have a breath test, apparently.
Well, my question to you is, can they only tell once you have cancer, or can they predict it prior to?
With the breath test?
Mm-hmm.
I think they can only tell once you have it. But they can only tell once you have it with a colonoscopy anyway. See,
he says that my doctor said that the colonoscopy is a preventative measure.
Well, it's preventative because they may see a non-cancerous polyp, snip it off, do a biopsy of it, and say, hey, it's non-cancerous.
Mm-hmm.
So to them, they think that that's going to become a cancer. But the reality is that polyps grow and are reabsorbed by the body all the time. They're part of the inflammatory response. Reduce your inflammation, your whole body inflammation. Your body will reabsorb the polyps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So no. When they're in there, they can't predict, hey, from what we saw, you're probably going to have cancer in 2 or 3 years. No, they can't do that. At all. But what they can do is say, hey, we see some polyps. They look suspicious. We're going to check them. Okay? And preventative from the standpoint of early treatment. If you have early treatment of the cancer, your potential for living longer is increased. But before you have them, you know, rotor-rooter you from the back end, why not go get the breath test to see if you have the cancer first? Then if the breath test comes back and says, you know, you have the signs that you may have a bowel or a colon cancer, then have them go in with the colonoscopy. Why go in with a colonoscopy before that? Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you why. Because they want to sell colonoscopies. It's like any other industry.
It's just like a mammogram. It's just like a mammogram.
Yeah.
Now, there's so much information coming out that they're overdiagnosing breast cancer because of mammograms. And you're going to find that's going to happen with colonoscopies.
Sure, sure. So there is a breath test now. And if your doctor's not down with the program, tell them, hey, get up. You know, learn something new here. There's a breath test to tell whether or not I am even at potentially a risk to need a colonoscopy. Let's do that first.
Mm-hmm.
Or better yet, learn the smell of the breath when you have cancer and smell your breath. That's
well,
all.
Well, periodontal disease smells.
I know. Yeah, there you go. Do we have anything else to talk
well,
about?
Well, I do want to mention really quick, an article from Life Extension, Safer Alternatives for Pain Relief, because we were talking last week about NSAIDs and how they cause so many problems with
bleeding ulcers
and things like that.
Yeah.
There's just some curcumin was one, and we've talked about that quite a bit lately on the show. And
ginger extract is another one.
The extract from chili peppers.
Capsaicin.
And then they're talking about behavioral options as well. Yoga, meditation, sleep.
Or
sex.
Did they really say that?
No.
But that's a, thank you.
I just inserted thank that.
Thank you.
No pun intended.
I'm in pain. yeah, that was even good. Yeah, I inserted that. But no, I was going to say the other thing is just stop being a whiny bitch and don't cry anymore about your pain. Guys are always whining about, oh, my ankles hurt, my back hurts, my hip hurts. Like, you know what? Get over it. That's all.
And somebody, I think Danny Todd posted bromelain.
Mm-hmm.
I know bromelain's in pineapple.
And the nice thing about bromelain, according to Dr. Wong, William Wong, because I happened to listen to an old show that he did the other day when I was in the studio, and he talks about bromelain and other systemic enzymes breaking down the fibrosis that leads to chronic pain. So one of the ways that bromelain may work to eradicate pain is not to mask it and not to mask the inflammation, but to break down the fibrosis that's leading to the chronic pain. That's pretty exciting.
That is.
Yeah, yeah. So what else do we have to talk about?
That's it.
So that's it. So we won't see anybody. We won't speak to anybody until after Christmas now.
I know. So we'll be back on the air on the 27th.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll be back on the air Wednesday.
No, that's Thursday.
Thursday and Friday of next week, we'll be back on the air. And then we have New Year's to celebrate. So everybody out there who celebrates Christmas, have a Merry Christmas. And whatever you're celebrating,
just try and stay away from all those goodies on the buffet table.
Eat the goodies. Just stay away from the chemicals. How about that one?
That's a good idea. Eat the natural goodies.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Bye.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.